More about that subjective estimate of the almond production this year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Bryce Speicher, Senior Management of Marketing Order Services at the Almond Board of California.
NASS estimated the current year, the 2025-26, at $2.715 billion, and so this would be just 1% down from that if it were to be realized. But the other thing I'll mention is that, you know, if the $2.7 billion that they're forecasting is realized in 26-27, that would really mark almost 3 years in a row of right around 2.7 billion pounds of receipts, you know, within 1% of each other. So a very stable supply situation, you know, if that 2.7 is realized.
But many growers did push out non-productive acreage because of prices.
I think you're right to talk about acreage. You know, we had a Land IQ, we contract with Land IQ to put out two acreage reports a year. They came out with their initial acreage report on April 23rd, and you know, that really showed for the first time in 30 years a reduction in bearing acreage. We had seen a reduction in total acreage, which would be the non-bearing, so the young non-producing trees, and then the bearing trees, the 3 years and older trees. We had seen a reduction over the last few years of total bearing acreage, primarily just because of the non-bearing, the baby trees being smaller and smaller. However, this was the first year since, I think it was 95, that we saw a reduction in bearing acreage. So even though NASS is forecasting a yield that is unchanged from last year, the slight reduction in bearing acreage is why you see a slight reduction in production.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.